Tadej Pogacar continues to dominate the spring classics, leaving competitors scrambling for answers. Here's why Paul Sessas, despite his impressive performance, shouldn't tackle the Tour de France this summer. In yesterday's Liège-Bastogne-Liège, teams attempted to unseat Pogacar as a large breakaway surged ahead, boasting a lead over 3 minutes. Unlike Paris-Roubaix, the elevation of La Doyenne makes forming breakaways more feasible, yet even top riders like Remco Evenepoel found themselves in this leading group. As the race progressed, the reality set in. Conserving energy became crucial, and the breakaway ultimately faltered. UAE Team Emirates XRG had to expend significant energy to reel in the escapees, with Pavel Sivakov and Tim Wellens pushing hard. However, Pogacar's strategy remained intact. His explosive speed at La Redoute showcased his dominance, as he left Sessas behind on the Côte de la Rochefoucauld without breaking a sweat. Sessas demonstrated remarkable positioning and talent throughout the race, particularly following his lovely Chevalon victory. While he showed promise as a main favorite, the gap in power against Pogacar highlights the need for further development before he takes on the Tour.